Okay, let's turn our Bibles tonight to Mark chapter 9. And we are going to look at a few verses in the Bible tonight about fasting and prayer. Mark chapter 9, of course you know the story. Mount of Transfiguration, Peter, James, and John went up with the Lord Jesus. And while they were up there in the mountain, a man came to the disciples. And they came to them with his son, which had a dumb spirit. In other words, a spirit that did not allow him to speak, and it was a self-destructive spirit. Verse 18, and wherever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and he gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. And of course the Lord Jesus casts him out. Verse number 28, when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing, but by prayer and fasting. Now, of course, we have fasting is connected with prayer. And we find that fasting is connected with a special kind of prayer. Fasting is connected with prayer is again involved with a very serious crisis, a very you could say a very a deep, entrenched, spiritual problem. I think that would be a good summary word. A deep, powerful, seriously spiritual problem. And he said, this kind cometh not out but by prayer and fasting. We notice in other places in the Scripture that fasting is associated with crises in the people of God. In Nehemiah chapter 1, we find out that when Nehemiah heard about the reproach of the city of Jerusalem, that the walls were still broken down, and that the walls the gates were still burnt with fire. And the Bible tells us, verse 4 of Nehemiah 1, and it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. We know that Nehemiah, a couple things happened during this time of fasting. One, he was confessing his sin and confessing the sins of the people, the nation. Because the judgment of God had come upon the people, and that's why the city was in shambles, and the testimony of the Lord had gone to a very low ebb. And of course, in the process, Nehemiah is going to seek that the Lord would use him as the instrument to go back to Jerusalem to build up the walls and repair the gates. And so there was a very serious problem, very serious need. a need in which God would have to miraculously work in a multitude of different ways. And so we find that he fasted and prayed. A little earlier than this in the book of Ezra, you find how Ezra comes back to the land, and the people had come back from Babylon, had been in the land a number of years, and the temple they'd been rebuilding the temple, and he finds out that the people have been marrying the people of the land. The very sin that brought about the destruction of the people of Israel in the first place. And this large problem, the Bible tells us that his response as he sought the Lord was to fast and pray. Now, and so we see in the Bible that fasting is very often connected with a very serious spiritual crisis. Now, a couple of thoughts. Number one, we need to recognize that fasting is not, maybe I'm saying this lightly, but it's not magic. Isaiah 58. Fasting is not magic, and fasting may not even be spiritual. And Isaiah 58, he says to the people, he says, "Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it not to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? And that is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that thou art cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh." And the people of Israel were fasting. They were fasting, all right. But it wasn't magic, and it didn't work. Why? Because they had sin in their life. And God wasn't interested in any fast. God was interested in them being right with him, and to correct the sins that were in their life. And they thought that that fasting was like magic. We'll fast, and God will hear our prayer. And God says, "No, I can't hear your prayer at all, because you aren't even fasting." Of course, we have in Luke 18, we have the Pharisee who told the Lord, the Bible says he prayed with himself, "I fast twice in a week." And we know the Bible tells us two things. Number one, that his fast was not acceptable to God. And it was not acceptable to God, number one, because his fast was one of pride. His fast was to show that he was more spiritual than other people. his fast was to make himself look spiritual in the eyes of others. And of course, the Lord said that when you fast, you should try to keep it between you and the Lord. Because a fast for the purpose of allowing yourself to become proud that you're so spiritual that you fast will certainly undermine the whole purpose of the fast. And so he told the Pharisees to keep it secret. Don't let anybody know. Because the reason they were fasting was so that other people would know and other people would think that they were spiritual. Obviously, that is not have anything to do with the real connection to the fast. Now, a couple thoughts here on fasting. Mark 9, other places, indicates that fasting, by the way, the eclectic text in both Matthew and Mark does not have the phrase fasting. And so in the eclectic text, fasting, I'm not sure that it's found anywhere in the New Testament as an instruction to believers. But it is in the Bible. And fasting is connected to a great spiritual crisis. Fasting is connected to a situation in which a person truly needs get spiritual power in their life. And so the principles of fasting, number one, is a setting aside of the flesh. A setting aside of the flesh. Every person needs to decide in their own life what kind of fast they can involve themselves in. Certainly, there are some people that would be very careful about fasting because of their health situation, diabetic or somebody like that. But the purpose of the fast is to de-emphasize the flesh. That's the purpose. To de-emphasize the flesh. Why? De-emphasize the flesh so the spiritual aspect of that person can be emphasized. Now, there's not magic in not eating a meal. There's not magic there. But there is a reality when you put down the flesh. When you involve yourself in what we have in the scripture in 1 Corinthians 9, keeping your body and putting it into subjection. And so the purpose of the fast is to deny the flesh and the impulses of the flesh. So that a person can feed the Spirit, and that the Spirit and the spiritual aspect of life can be emphasized. It could be a meal. It could be even something less than that. But you know, the body is constantly calling for its satisfaction. And there is a, we can get caught up in life in which we just kind of go along in life, and there is not an exercise of temperance and self-control, and the victory of the spirit over the flesh. So we find one is there is a de-emphasis on the flesh for the purpose of an emphasis and of the spirit, which would be a thinking of God, a meditating on the spirit, on the things of God, a prayer, increased amount of prayer, increased amount of time thinking about the Lord, a concentration on seeking the Lord for answered prayer. And the Bible tells us that that's connected with greater spiritual power. Now, I think that just a couple thoughts here. Typically, someone doesn't fast unless they're coming to a certain spiritual issue in their life that they say, you know, it's time that this gets taken care of. It's time that this gets taken care of. There is a need here, and this need needs to be solved. Typically, fast would be the response of a person who is tired of failing to have the victory in some certain area of their life. It would be the typical response to say, you know, and because most sin in the first place is when the flesh is allowed to kind of take over, or there's lack of self-discipline. And so typically, even as the Bible tells us, there's a need in a person's life in which there's a need for victory. There is a situation in which really God needs to work, and he's the only one that can do it. And there's a sense that God needs to work. It can be a larger spiritual battle, even as really a sense of fighting the foes of darkness, and that average prayers and average living will never defeat this foe, will never win the victory. Really kind of fasting is really a reflection of our desire to tackle spiritual issues and problems that are in our life. It is typically not something that a person does every week, but it certainly may be a response to a crisis. It may be response to a need in the ministry. It may be response to a personal issue that is finally, you decide that this is finally going to be the end, and we are going to seek the Lord till there is the victory. Just some initial thoughts even as we think of our church. Thank the Lord. I thank the Lord, number one, for the week of prayer we had a couple weeks ago. The primary purpose of that week of prayer was I sensed spiritually things were going the wrong direction in our church. I'm not talking about a huge movement, but I just sensed that as a pastor, you want to sense the church is going forward spiritually. And it doesn't take much more than a week or two or 3 weeks, and you can sense, you know, something's happened. There's a spiritual tide. And and I felt like the answer was to have a week of prayer. Now, maybe some would, I think that in general, the fact that we had visitors on Sunday, the fact that we had a man come back from men's breakfast, that man professed salvation. Now we have another call that comes into the office. You know, that doesn't happen by accident, folks. You know, it's a result of the spiritual temperature of the people. And perhaps these are some thoughts that we need to think of in our own personal lives. Maybe you have a loved one that you need to get serious about, because it doesn't seem like things are reaching them. And really, fasting is really connected with a new dedication to prayer and a sense that our prayers need to have more power in them as we seek the Lord. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you for your word, and pray that you will lead us as a people and as a church, as individuals, Lord, as people who want you and your word to go forward. And so, Lord, I pray that you would lead your people as they meditate upon these things, that they think of them, as they look at the spiritual battles that they are facing. Maybe there are situations that seem to be impossible, and we sense in the Bible that this is one of the responses to fast, so that we can seek you even more earnestly, so that our mind and our heart will be more spiritually attuned to spiritual things, and that we would of course, first of all, look at our own relationship with you and confess our sins as we seek to consider your will and your working in our lives and around us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.